Day two of the final countdown to the coming of the Messiah. Beginning with December 17th, yesterday, there is an urgency about our prayer. It's reflected in the Liturgy of the Hours. Before December 17th, the opening antiphon is, "Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come." After December 17th, it becomes, "The Lord is close at hand. Come, let us worship him." He is so close, we can worship his nearness. Today's readings have us securely on the train tracks, not just in the third week of Advent, but December 18th, exactly 7 days before Christmas. The prophet Jeremiah declares, "I will raise up for David a righteous branch." The psalmist pleads, "O God, give your righteousness to a king's son." And Matthew explains, "Mary's betrothed husband Joseph was a righteous man." Righteousness can be a complex concept in the Bible, but the scriptures today give us some insight into the heart of the meaning of righteousness. In Jeremiah, it probably literally means that there will be a legitimate continuation of the kingdom of David's royal line, a branch from the same tree. That's important because it fulfills God's promise of faithfulness. But no one ever gets just how perfectly God is the promise-keeping God. That's because God's nature is of a different order of magnitude than ours. There are signs, there are indications, but the human psyche just can't seem to grasp to what degree God will be faithful. It's not just a new and improved David that is being foretold. It is ultimately one who will be not just a man after God's own heart, like David. He will be that heart and presence of God. The Messiah was not to be just a new king like David. He would be the perfection of David's kingship. Jeremiah gives us this great line. "This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness." We know that in Hebrew understanding, a name says something about a person's identity. It's not just a means for calling someone to supper. A name says something about the person. That is why God's answer to Moses at the burning bush about his name is, "I am the God who is. I am existence itself." That's his name. Here, the one who is to come has the name that tells us who he is. His name and his being are the same. He is perfect righteousness and holiness and truth. Today's gospel passage follows immediately from the opening verses of Matthew's gospel yesterday, those wonderful, exciting begats, which show the path of God's saving action from Abraham through the kings of Israel down to the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And who is mentioned in that lineup just before the Messiah? Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. The righteous branch of David has borne fruit. Joseph will manifest the righteousness of God. How does he do this? By how he acts, of course. He acts with righteous obedience. Not with words, though. Joseph acts in his silence. We often say about the fact that there are no words of Joseph's in our Bible, that's like a cause for lament. Too bad Matthew or Mark or Luke didn't capture some great thing that Joseph said so that we could latch on to it. But here is the lesson for us about sacred scripture. It's human writing, but divinely inspired through and through. And so it is not an accident or an omission or because he is mute that Joseph does not speak. Something profound is being expressed in his silent obedience. This is the nature of righteousness. Joseph is the final righteous sign pointing to the righteous one, the one who is righteousness itself, the Messiah who is perfect holiness, perfect mercy and justice, perfect love, perfect fulfillment of the covenant promises of God's full and eternal presence. We live between two realities, or perhaps better, we live in two realities, the already and the not yet, the past and the future combined in a present filled with anticipation and excitement. Jesus has already come for the world and for us, but only if we make the decision to receive the gift that we are being offered. That means in our time and our place, there is a manifestation of the coming of Christ into the world, which has not happened yet, because it depends on us. It depends on our agreement, our assent, our willingness to cooperate with righteousness. That is our yes. Our task today should be to take some quiet reflection time, in silence, like Joseph, to consider the God of righteousness. How will we be obedient today? We are used to acknowledging Mary's yes, her fiat of statement of faith. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. How will we say yes to God today? Can we hear God saying to us, do not be afraid to act righteously? What fear can we let go of? What act of obedience can we make so that we might be free to pray? The Lord of righteousness is close at hand. Come, let us worship him.